What's going on, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this, your 4-minute mile. All right, so there's this guy called Roger Bannister. He was a runner, basically, back in the day. He was the first guy ever to run the 4-minute mile. And the 4-minute mile was something that they believed prior to having Roger do it. It was a thing that like so many people have attempted. So many people couldn't get, like they would get close, but they just couldn't pass that 4-minute mark. They didn't have the speed, they didn't have the endurance. People actually thought that their organs would shut down and they would die before they could hit that 4-minute mile. Anyway, Roger Bannister came along and he said, fuck that, I'm gonna do it. He's like, I am gonna prove them wrong. I am gonna push myself, I'm gonna train myself, and I'm gonna break the 4-minute mile. And he did, first guy ever. Now, within about 3 to 6 months, I believe, I don't know the exact figures with this, but I believe it's around five or six people started hitting it within like the first few months. They started to pass that 4-minute mile. And then within a year, people were passing the 4-minute mile. Now, today, like, this is that many people to pass the 4-minute mile. Still a massive achievement. Don't get me wrong, I'm not talking it down. Still a huge, impressive feat to do a 4-minute mile. But there'd be a lot of people on this earth right now that could do a 4-minute mile. All right, Usain Bolt with his speed, like you look at Usain Bolt when he sprints, like insane. He beat records that people thought would never get broken. And he beat them. And then they'll get beaten again. Like one day there will be a superhuman like Usain Bolt that will be better than Usain Bolt, more advanced, faster, stronger, more powerful, all of that, better leverages, whatever. And he will get beaten. It's happening time and time again. Now, what I want to think about, what I want you to think about is, what is your 4-minute mile? There's something that you've been working towards, there's something that you've been wanting to do, there's something that you've been, you know, striving towards over the years or over time or over even the last month that you just haven't been able to achieve yet. Okay, now in the gym, this is something that's happened like directly out of my experience. I don't have any Roger Bannister. I'm not a huge running guy anymore. Like, I don't know anyone personally who could break a 4-minute mile. I've got a hunch that two people that I know would be able to do it or may have done it, but I haven't actually confirmed with them. So I won't say that they can and have. But when we go and have a look at this, right, back in the day, the 4-minute mile for Royal Fitness was, initially it was 100 kilo bench press, 100 kilo squat. Then it became 140 kilo deadlift, and then it turned into 180 kilo deadlift, then it turned into a 200 kilo deadlift, right? Like, I remember the day that I deadlifted on the trap bar 200 kilos. Now, that was insane. The people around me who were training with me, they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. I had a hype video, and that was like the closing image of this Royal Fitness hype video of me in the garage lifting 200 kilos on the trap bar. And I was like pumped. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get it. Super psyched about it. Now, 200 kilos is heavy, don't get me wrong. But since then, since this time, this was in 2012, 2013, it might have been just before we moved into the first Royal Fitness facility, so let's call it end of 2012. This 200 kilo trap bar deadlift since then is now getting murdered, absolutely destroyed on a regular basis. I have that many men that have surpassed that, like, within 6 months now, because that's at the first, like that 200 kilos, I think from memory it was Sean Stevenson and like Terrell, guys like that hit that heavy dead before me, Benny Jenkins, like those boys I'm pretty sure hit that 200 before me, and then I hit it and then I was like, fuck, this is possible. And then I started to teach other people how to do it. But now, like Matty Hewitt, one of the boys from Royal Fitness, he did that last year, I believe it was, he did a 325 trap bar deadlift, 270 kilo straight bar deadlift. And now what's happening is it's becoming normal for guys to be lifting 200 kilos plus. Like, to me, it's still insane. I can't believe that that's how it is now. And it's you know, across the world, it's probably not a common thing. But it's normal. At Royal Fitness, it's normal. 200 kilos on a trap bar is a great benchmark for people, but I'm able to get people there. And Charlton is able to get people there. And the girls are even... This is a cool part. Emily Marriott, I don't know if she listens to this podcast, but Emily's training at the moment. She hit I think it was a 175, I believe. I want to say 175 trap bar dead just the other, probably about a month ago. And I got back. I was in Bali and I was sitting there. I was thinking, what's something cool that somebody might be able to do? I went back. I'm like, Em, I reckon you can lift 200 by Christmas. If not by Christmas, by early next year. What do you reckon? And she's like, I thought so too. That's what I want to work towards. I'm like, okay, cool. This is what you got to do. So she's training extra days to build out her back and hips and strength, basically to do a 200 kilo trap bar deadlift. She'll be the first girl that I've trained to do a 200 kilo trap bar deadlift, I believe. It may get beaten by somebody else, and that'd be tremendous as well. And then there can be a bit of a challenge between them two girls. But just think about that for a sec. There'll be one of the girls lifting 200 kilos very shortly, already at 175, which is already that. It was already that 4 minute mile for us back in the day. So my point being with all this, guys, on the deadlift, like it's a super common path. Like once you know the process, once you know it's achievable, and once you get yourself around that, it's doable. Okay, the problem that a lot of people have is they're too scared to put themselves around somebody who's absolutely smashing it, right? So they're too scared to let their ego down and be like, I need to hire a coach. I need to pay and invest in myself to have somebody help me get there faster. Somebody who's done it, you know, hundreds of times now, right? Somebody like, you know, another example, one of the boys, Dylan, he's lost 31. I know Dylan listens to this and he will be proud of this. 31 kilos since February, I believe it was. It's end of Jan, start of Feb. He's lost 31 kilos. It's currently mid-November for anyone listening to this on a different date. Now, that's a lot of fucking weight to lose. Now, how did he do that? He just followed exactly what we said to do. Other guys this year have lost 15s, 20s, 30s. Massive amounts of weight. There's girls that have absolutely... There was a photo, one of the girls, again, from the gym, she posted up an Instagram photo the other day, and it made me, like, so proud of what we do. And it was very, very simple. She had a hashtag, and she'll know if she... Whoever's seen the photo will know, and I'm sorry to embarrass you if it embarrasses you at all, but it makes me really proud. And the hashtag was first ever bikini. And I was like, holy shit. What we're doing is, like, we're doing good shit. You know, other people putting up before and after photos from transformations that Tal's been running, and they've run multiples, and you can compare the two, and it's like 15 kilos down over the year. It's fucking mind-bending. It really is. Now, how is this possible? What's the steps? What's the strategy? How can I give you something that you can implement yourself? First thing, know where you're at. That's step one. Know where you're at. Be okay with being, fuck, I'm out of shape, I need to do work. Or, fuck, I'm weak, I need to do work. And I say that with aggression because you need to be hard on yourself. You need to be like, this is where I'm at. Not justifying it, oh yeah, but I had this holiday and I come back off this. That's what normal people do. You're not normal if you're listening to this podcast. Set yourself a benchmark where you're at right now. Be like, all right, cool, this is where I'm at. Now, what is that target that you're aiming for? What's your 4 minute mile? What's that big achievement that you're scared of doing? And that you can't see right now, you can't see yourself being there. Okay, that's part two. Now, part three is, who do you have to become to hit that? Who do you have to become to hit that? What kind of person do you have to be? How do you have to show up? What are the daily habits you need to have? Right? If you don't know them right now, this is what the next section comes into. Pay somebody to keep you accountable to hitting it, teaching you the process to get there faster. I have a marketing mentor who helps me with business and marketing. I have coaches in jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. I have people who I learn from my strength and powerlifting, right? There's people like last year, at the end of last year, I paid a guy, it was like $800. And it was probably a little bit more, $830 or something. And it was for a 12-week program that he typed up on Word, right? And then I sent him, his assistant, like his intern, I sent him videos every week on my lifts. And he said, hey, look, your hips are weak. 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 And that's all I got. But in that time, I got heaps stronger. My body's healed. My shoulder got fixed. These are all the problems that I was having. And that's why I hired this guy, right? So my point is with all of this, guys, you can do it. Sorry, there is one step after the coach. And that's get around a group. It's all well and good to have a coach. It's all well and good to have somebody who's done the process before. But when you're in a group environment, this is why I believe all the people at RF are killing it, that are coming on board and just absolutely smashing it. Like those 30 kilo losses, like the first ever bikini, like the 200 kilo deadlifts, like the 100 kilo bench presses. Like we've got like 50 guys that are benching over 100 kilos. Like it's craziness to me. But when you look at it from a real point of view, from the outside looking in, what we're doing is normal because we're surrounded by people who are doing it. Just think about that for a sec. What we're doing is normal because we're surrounded by people who are doing it. Okay, and now in that game, because it's normal, and you got people that are doing it, you got people that are helping other people do it and help them get there faster. We've tested all the shit that we had to do. Like, it's not like we're a new trainer now. Like, I've been doing this over 10 years. When I first started, I was learning, I was guessing. That's what most coaches still do to this fucking day. Even if they've been in a game a long time, they don't know the processes. They don't know the exact systems of, hey, do this, build this area, build this area, build this area, and it will work. They're still guessing, right? They're still slapping shit up on the whiteboard and having a crack. Like, and that's how it works. So as you're thinking, as you think about your 4-minute mile, as you start to piece all of this stuff together, guys, what I want you to consider is, one, have you got a 4-minute mile that you're working towards? If not, go and set one. Part two, get around a community, a coach, and a group of people who have done the process, who can help you do the process faster, and just start doing it, guys. Start seeing the bigger future for yourself. Start seeing the bigger targets, the bigger benchmarks, the bigger goals that you can hit off, right? And that's how we're all going to grow. Now, I know some of you listening to this have been like, oh, yeah, but it's scary. I don't know if I can do it. I know it's all well and good for them to do a 200 kilo deadlift. Like, it's all well and good for Emily to lift a 200 kilo deadlift. Like, she's strong. Truth is, guys, you don't start anywhere near the end outcome. Like, you got to look at this as a journey-based game. Like, as a, you know, as she hits the 200, you got to think of where, say, like, someone like Em started or someone like me started. You know, like, I could never even get close to 150 kilos before I started lifting. And I just had to keep getting stronger, keep getting a bit smarter, keep building up all my weak areas, and eventually I got there. And eventually you'll get there too if you push and commit all in and start having a crack at it. Now, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you can share this up with somebody who needs to hear this, this is a message that somebody around you will definitely need to hear, whether it's a screenshot you post on Instagram, whether it's a, you know, you're sending them the link directly. Hey, listen to this, guys. Put in a group chat. Do whatever you need to do. I'm hoping to see a lot of people start up-leveling, because as they up-level, you'll up-level, and then we will all get better together. That's all I've got for you guys today. I hope you have a great one. Talk to you soon. Bye.